Unity. More producers completed their harvest operations this past week after another week of dry weather allowed for the last of their crop to be harvested without interruption. Harvest progress is currently at 99% and well ahead of the 5-year average of 88%. Another fast harvest can be attributed to the extremely dry conditions in much of the region and how poor some of the crop was. There was little rain over the past week, and many producers are hoping for rain before winter comes. More importantly, they are hoping for very large rain next spring. Without significant rainfall, producers will not be able to begin the 2023 season with enough moisture. Moisture conditions in the region continue to become more desperate week to week. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 8% adequate, 45% short, and 47% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 11% adequate, 41% short, and 48% very short. Crop yield estimates for parts of the region are higher than anticipated due to some producers getting the rains they needed at the right time. For others, their yields clearly indicate they had very little rain. For the region, hard red spring wheat is yielding 33 BU, AC, durum 29 BU, AC, barley 39 BU, AC, flax 19 BU, AC, canola 26 BU, AC, and lentils 1,174 pounds, AC. While yields were disappointing for many, quality for hard red spring wheat was rated as 86% 1CW, 13% 2CW, and 2% 3CW. There was not much crop damage this week due to most of the crop being harvested already. Pastures continue to suffer through extremely dry conditions, and many may need to be rested in 2023 if adequate moisture is not received. Farmers are busy finishing up combining, harrowing, and hauling grain or bales, and many more post-harvest activities.